Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Colorectal Cancer Month. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. David Bies, State Health Specialist, and Ms. Ann Sansing, Community Health Coordinator, both with MSU Extension. And March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Dr. Bies, last year when we talked about colorectal cancer awareness, you told us about your personal interest in this. Do you mind telling our listeners about it again this year?
The issue of colorectal cancer is especially important to me because my grandmother was affected with this condition twice, once in the 60s before I was born. The doctors predicted at that time she wouldn't live 6 months. And of course, since she overcame that, and when I was a child, though, in the early 90s, the cancer came back. She fought it again, and once again, she won. She was tough. But I know that not everybody can overcome colorectal cancer like she did, and I want to be a part of helping people prevent this condition.
Wow, I know when we have a condition like that touch on our own family, it makes it so much more important. Tell us more specifically about what colorectal cancer is.
Cancer is just the term we give to a condition in the body when cells start growing out of control. Colorectal cancer is simply cancer that specifically affects the colon or the rectum, which some people also know as part of the large intestine. It often begins as a polyp or small growth on the wall of the colon, and it can then grow and develop into a cancer. There are a lot of types of colorectal cancer, and in all cases, detecting them as early as possible increases a person's chance of surviving the condition.
Are there certain populations more at risk than others for colorectal cancer?
Colorectal cancer is in the top three types of cancer and causes of cancer-related deaths. It affects both men and women and people of all races and ethnicities. Where we start to see a lot of differences in populations is with regard to screening. Low-income populations are less likely to get screened, so when they learn that they have colorectal cancer, it's usually further along.
Wow, that seems pretty dire. What can we do about it?
So you can reduce your risk of or prevent colorectal cancer by either quitting or not starting smoking, staying away from secondhand smoke, get plenty of physical activity, eat healthy. Most importantly, though, screening and early detection is the key to successfully fighting colorectal cancer. Current recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are that people get screened starting at age 50. Screening usually involves a colonoscopy that's performed by a physician who specializes in care of the digestive tract, called a gastroenterologist. You should talk first to your general health care provider. I wouldn't go straight to that GI specialist, your family physician, nurse practitioner, internal medicine doc. If you think you're at higher risk for colorectal cancer than the general population due to family history, or if you have other symptoms, like maybe blood in your stool, talk to your physician right away.
Thank you, David. And Anne, I know that you work with health coalitions around the state, and I'm hearing a lot of buzz about a DAC colorectal cancer awareness campaign. Can you tell me more about it?
Yes, Amy. The DAC CRC awareness campaign is an initiative of the 70 by 2020 colorectal cancer screening initiative and the MSU Extension, which has a goal of ensuring at least 70% of Mississippians will be up to date with the recommended colorectal screening by the year 2020.
How was this campaign inspired?
One of the 70 by 2020 goals was to launch a statewide media campaign. So Dak Prescott, who's the 2017 NFL Rookie of the Year, seemed fitting as the face of the campaign since he has touched many lives as former MSU and current Dallas Cowboys football quarterback. And likewise, middle-aged men are a major component of the unscreened population and many enjoy football. Dak can personally identify with colon cancer because he lost his mom to the disease in 2013.
What can our listeners do to help raise awareness?
Well, Amy, if there's listeners out there that just turned 50, it is time to do something for yourself. Make that appointment to get screened. Now pass it forward. Call or text a friend, relative, or coworker, and encourage he or she to do the same. The next best thing to being there is social media, as we all know. Use this avenue to remind your followers to get screened. Don't forget to use the hashtag GetScreened and the number 4, DAC. To learn more about the campaign, visit extension.mssstate.edu/DAC News.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. David Bies, State Health Specialist, and Ann Sansing, Community Health Coordinator. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.